好，请弟兄姊妹翻到马太福音。
Brothers and sisters, let us turn to Matthew 26.
马太福音27章。
Matthew 27.
今天我们会念两段经文。
We will now read two passages today.
一个是马太福音27章62到66节。
One will be chapter 27, verses 62 to 66.
另一处经文是28章11到15节。
The other passage is chapter 28, 11 to 15.
马太福音27章62节。
Matthew 27, verse 62.
我想弟兄念上述节，姊妹念单数节，我们用起音的方法先将62到66节念完，然后我们紧接着去念28章的11节到15节。
So now let us read responsibly these two passages together. Brothers can read the even verses and the sisters read the odd verses. And right after verse 66, we'll go straight to 28:11.
青少年可以看英文的。
And the youth can look at the English.
马太福音27章62节，请。大力降临，必再见阿伯说。姊妹念十一节，28章十一节。
他们去的时候，
看守的兵有人。好，我们刚才念的两段经文，记载着祭司长、法利赛人和长老们在耶稣被埋葬以后，他们所做的事情。
And so these two passages, we see that this is a record of what the chief priests and the Pharisees have done, along with the soldiers.
今天我讲到的内容，并不是让我们来学习他们所做的事。
And so today's sermon, this is not to learn learn after the steps of the chief priests and the Pharisees.
他们的行为绝不是我们学习的榜样。
And certainly their action is not to be something commended to us as an example.
然而可以成为我们的警戒。
Rather, this ought to serve as a warning to us.
我们不要做像祭司长、法利赛人这样的人。
So we ought not to do that which they have done, these chief priests and Pharisees.
也能够时常的提醒我们自己，不要走在他们的路上。
And we ought to remind ourselves not to walk in their path.
所以我们先做个祷告。
So let us pray.
天父上帝，我们来到你的面前。
Heavenly Father, we come before your presence.
我们相信圣经中记的每件事都是对我们有益的。
And we know and trust that all scripture is profitable for us.
好的，提醒我们学习。
The good that we might not follow in its example.
坏的警戒我们不要走他们的路。
The bad is a warning of what not to do.
求你的灵运行在我们心中，让我们能够知道明白你的真理。
With your spirit working in our hearts that we might understand and know your truth.
真正的走在你的真理当中。
That we might walk in the way of truth.
做一个讨你喜悦的人。
That we might be pleasing to you.
荣耀你名的人。
That we might be a people that brings glory to you.
求你保守我们。
Would you watch over us?
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。阿门。好，我们先来看圣经记载的法利赛人 和祭司长做了什么样的事。
So now let's look at what the Bible says the chief priests and the Pharisees have done.
27章第62节到64节。
Verses 52 to 64 of chapter 27.
记载说主耶稣被埋葬的第二天他们聚集在一起。
It says the next day, that is after the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered before Pilate.
他们一起来见比拉多说大人。我们记得那诱惑人的还活着的时候曾说三日后我要复活。
Now they gathered before Pilate and said, Sir, we remember how that imposter said while he was still alive, After 3 days I will rise.
因此他们要比拉多吩咐人将坟墓把守妥当。
And so that is why they asked Pilate to secure the tomb with people, the soldiers.
祭司长怕耶稣的门徒把耶稣的尸体偷走了，然后告诉百姓说：“啊，耶稣复活了。”
So the chief priests were fearful that the disciple of Christ would steal away his body and say, "Ah, see, he has risen."
祭司长和法利赛人清楚的知道，如果这样的话，那以后有更大的麻烦。
And so the chief priests and the Pharisees know that if this happens, that there will be great trouble down the line.
我们在这里看到祭司长和法利赛人。他们很好的记性，他们记得主耶稣说过有关三天以后他要复活的话。
And so here we can see this the good thing that the chief priests and the Pharisees they do remember what Jesus has said, namely that he will rise again in 3 days.
但他们不相信主耶稣有会复活的这件事。
Of course, they don't believe that he will actually be raised.
所以他就害怕耶稣的门徒把尸体偷走了。
And so they are afraid that the disciples will take away this body.
他们凭自己想象偷走了，然后耶稣门徒就撒谎说耶稣复活了。
And so then after the disciples take away this body, they'll be able to lie and say, see, he's been raised.
他们会想象耶稣门徒把尸体偷走，撒谎说耶稣复活了，因为他们经常自己就是说谎的。
And so they thought that the disciples would do this underhanded dealing by lying about this, stealing his body. Because that's what they usually do. They are the ones who frequently lie.
因为经常说谎的人就看所有的人都会说谎。
So one who lies will believe that everyone around him is a liar.
因为从来不说谎的人就是很容易被说谎话上当受骗。
And so someone who doesn't lie will be more frequently be lied to and deceived.
所以我们在这里要找到平衡点。
And so here we need to find an equilibrium, a midpoint.
我不希望弟兄姊妹成为说谎的人，看所有的人都在说谎。
So we don't want the brothers and sisters here to be those who lie frequently and think that everyone else lies.
但是我也不希望不说谎的弟兄姊妹看不出谎言。
But at the same time, we don't want those who do not lie to be unable to detect lies.
我相信在耶稣基督里。我们既不说谎，也能看出谎言。
And I believe that in Jesus Christ, we will not lie, and yet we can also see a lie for what it is.
不过我们看到，耶稣的门徒不会像他们那样说谎。
But as we will see, the disciples will not lie the way they do.
耶稣门徒不但不会说谎，圣经记载，当主耶稣被钉上十字架的时候，门徒就四处散去了。
And not only did they not lie, but when Jesus was crucified, they were scattered.
这些门徒都忘记了主耶稣对他们说过的三天以后要复活这件事。
These disciples had forgotten that Jesus said that after 3 days he would rise again.
这样重要的是他们忘记了。
This important thing, and yet they forgot about it.
所以圣经记载这件事告诉我们很重要的事情。
So when the Bible records this tells us something very important.
信仰的重点不是我们知道什么。
And so the centrality, the essence of faith is not what we know.
我知道耶稣基督上帝了，我知道耶稣基督降世了，我知道耶稣基督被钉了十字架为我们的罪。
Oh, I know Jesus, Son of God, that he came down here and that he died on the cross for my sin.
你知道了，你并不一定进入到信仰里。
So even if you know this, you might, this does not mean you have entered the faith.
我们的信仰，你不但要知道，而且知道了你要相信。
So for our faith, not only must you know, but you must also believe.
你相信所知道的才是我们信仰的关键。
So if you believe what it is that you know, then that is the start of our faith.
只有真心相信的人才与我们基督信仰有关。
So only those who truly believe, are in the faith of the church.
现在可以说有许许多多的文化基督徒。
And so we can say that there are many cultural Christians.
产生文化基督徒的原因是现在基督教成为时髦。
And so, part of the reason is, for the church is because, this is perhaps fashionable to be part of the church.
我说的不是美国，我说的是中国。
And now I'm not saying America, I'm saying China.
他们也研究圣经。
And so they also, study the Bible.
对圣经知识他们掌握了许多。
And in terms of some of the basics, they actually know quite a bit about the Bible.
甚至他们比一般的基督徒知道的还多。
Perhaps these people even maybe know more than the average Christian.
不过他们知道了却不相信。
But all those that they do know, they don't actually believe.
他们没有真正的进入到基督信仰里面。
They have not truly entered into the faith of Jesus Christ.
所以说他们和上帝和救恩没有关系。
So they actually have nothing to do with God or the faith.
那他们要知道这些做什么呢？
And so if they know all this about the Bible, what do they do with it?
他们就要做学问。
They're going to be academic about it.
知识性的学问。
This kind of academic scholarly knowledge.
所以发展出许多背离信仰的理论。
And so this actually then they bring forth many theories that go against the faith.
反对我们基督信仰最根本的信仰的东西。
And they actually reverse undo.The most central things that belong to the faith.
做出理论啊，人是不可能复活的，耶稣也没有复活。
And so these people think, yeah, you know, people aren't raised from the dead, and therefore Jesus can't be raised from the dead.
等等理论。
That is one of many examples.
都是和圣经所启示的相背道而驰的。
And so this is all taking the scripture verses and twisting it.
他们就这样做这些学问来扭曲圣经的真理。
And so they take all these scholarly theories and they twist scripture.
他们就这样把哲学、把自己的思想读入到圣经里面去。
So they take their own philosophy and their own thinking and import that into the Bible.
他们所以这么做。
And when they do this,
就是要让圣经成为一个合乎罪人想法的圣经。
And doing this, they want to make the Bible into something that fits.What a simple person would understand.
让圣经成为我们这些堕落的人啊，我们不相信耶稣复活的人全能够接受的东西。
This makes we sinners who cannot believe in the resurrection these things, it can make it acceptable to us.
圣经我能够接受的，就是要能够通过我理性的。
And so, what I can accept is only that which my intellect understands.
我理性不认为可行的，就是不行，就把它解释掉。
And if my intellect cannot understand this, then I won't accept it. In fact, I'll explain it away.
那些做学问的就高举自己的理性。
And so we see that these scholars, what they do is they raise up their own intellect.
而不是让理性降服在上帝的话语底下。
Instead of submitting their intellect, their reason to the Bible.
所以李鹏翔上英国去读神学的时候
，And so when my brother Peng Xiang went to England to study theology，
我跟他说了一句很重要的话，我认为很重要的话。
And I told him what I believe is an important thing。
你到英国要在信仰中做学问，不要离开信仰做学问。
And when you go to England, you must continue to study and research in the faith, and do not study research apart from the faith。
他在我们中间。讲过主日学，讲过讲道。
And he, in our midst, he has preached, he has given lectures in Sunday school.
我们认为那时候他的信仰都是很纯正的。
And so we believe that time his faith is pure.
我希望他在英国学习三年以后回来还是这样的信仰。
And I pray that after studying that England for 3 years, that he returns to us, that his faith would continue to be this pure.
很重要的一点，我们基督徒。所有的事情都要从信仰角度来思考。
What is important, what is key for us is that as Christians, we ought to think of all things, and all things should be based in our faith.
我经常 说对别人说一句话。
And so, so frequently I tell others,
我们要从圣经看整个世界，看我们自己。
We need to view the world and ourselves through the lens of Scripture.
啊，不是从世界来看圣经。
So we don't through the world view Scripture. We don't view the world through the lens of the Scriptures through the lens of this world.
你从圣经来看世界，世界上所有的东西都有一个答案的。
And so if you look at the world through Scripture, then we'll see that there's an answer for everything.
如果你从世界来看圣经，圣经许多东西你都会打问号。批判，因为不可能。
If you read the Bible through the lens of the world, however, then there will be many questions or many doubts and questions.
这说明了什么问题？
So what does it say?
说明圣经高于世界。
What this says is that the Bible is greater than this world.
世界是在圣经底下吧？
So the Bible is higher than the world is underneath.
所以圣经能解释世界上任何的问题。
And so therefore, Scripture can explain all the problems of this world.
世界却不能解释圣经的问题。
But the world cannot explain all Scripture.
这就是我们基督徒的信仰。
So this is the Christian faith.
如果我们离开这个信仰，
And if we leave this faith,
如果我们看重世界，
And if we love this world too much,
我们就会和祭司长和法利赛人一样，
Then we will be like the chief priests and the Pharisees.
被世界拽去。
And we will be led away by this world.
知道耶稣三天要复活，却不相信耶稣复活了。
So we know that Jesus will rise 3 days, but we don't actually believe that he has risen.
今天是联合聚会。
Today is a combined service.
青少年在我们中间。
And so the youth are among us.
我可以说教会的青少年都跟随父母来到教会。
And I can safely say that all the youth have come to church with their parents.
大多数的青少年，大多数青少年都是在教会中成长起来的孩子。
And so most, if not all, of the youth are those who have grown up in the church.
他们从小就听儿童组的学。
And so since they were very little, they have already listened to a children's Sunday school.
圣经中记载的故事，他们很熟悉。
And so the stories revealed in Scripture, they are very familiar with them.
他们慢慢长大了，成为青少年，他们对圣经中许多真理教训也很熟悉。
And so as they've grown up, they now understand more of the stories of the Bible and the Bible's teachings.
这些圣经知识对他们认识上帝都是非常有益处的。
And this biblical knowledge is all important and helpful in their knowledge of God.
但是我必须在这里提醒青少年。
But here I would like to to remind the youth.
不要认为我一直与父母一起去教会。
Don't think that, oh, well, I go to church with my parents.
我父母的上帝就是我的上帝。
That my parents' God is my own God.
啊，实际情况绝非这样。
And especially if it is not the case.
如果你没有把上帝的真理，如果没有把圣经的真理转化成你自己的世界观，也就是说，把这个真理活在你的生命当中。
So if you have not taken God's word, if you have not taken God's word, and then made that a part of your understanding of the world, in other words, if you don't live out this faith,
我可以说你只是知道真理。
Then what I can say is you might know the truth.
你就与我们上面所讲的文化基督徒没有什么区别。
But then if you only know that, then you will be no different than the cultural Christians we mentioned earlier.
父母的上帝不会成为你的上帝。
So that your parents' Lord will not be your own personal Lord.
只有你活在上帝话语中，只有你活在上帝的真理中，基督教的上帝才是你的上帝。
It is only when you live in the truth of the Bible, when you live that out, then the God of the Bible will be your God.
我不是说你们过去小时候学的组织学这些知识这些故事都没有用。
Now I'm not saying that all the understanding and all the biblical knowledge we've learned as children that this is useless.
非常有用。
No, this is very, very useful.
但是必须在你身上有人把这些真理转化为你的。
But these truths have to be internalized and they have to become your own.
转化成你的世界观人生观。
And this might then, This might change your own personal worldview and how you understand things.
也就是说，当你看世界的时候，你不是 以世界的眼光看世界，而是以圣经的观念来看世界。
And so that means that when you see this world, you don't view this world with worldly lenses, but you view this world through the lens of Scripture.
所以对青少年来说有更大的挑战。
And so for the youth, there is a greater, the greater challenge.
因为你们在学校的教育。
And because the teaching that you receive in church, church that you receive in schools,
都是背离圣经的。
All this is against the Bible.
我不是说你不要学这些知识。
Now I'm not saying that you ought not to learn.
但是你要用圣经的观点来看这些知识。
But you need to view all this knowledge through the lens of Scripture.
哪些是合乎圣经的？哪些是背离圣经的？
What things are in accord with the Bible, and what things are against the Bible?
当你有这样的能力的时候。
And when you have this ability.
你父母的上帝就是你的上帝了。
Then the God of your parents will be your God.
好，我们来到二十八章。
Now let's turn to chapter 28.
二十八章第一节到第十节有关记载主耶稣复活的事，我们在上次讲到的已经讲过了。
And so we were already looked at verses 1-10.
主的使者在妇女面前将挡在坟墓门前的石头滚开了。
And so the angel of the Lord.Came rolled back the stone and was before it.
当然我们要知道在主的使者将坟墓石头滚开的时候那些被祭司长和法利赛人派去守坟墓的兵必然也在跟前。
So of course the angel of the Lord rolled away the stone covering the tomb. Of course the soldiers are still there.
因为他就在守着坟墓。
Because they're watching over the tomb.
所以说他在跟前是很自然的一个推论。
And so you see that this is a very natural transition.
所以当挡坟墓的石头滚开时，他们与妇女一起看到坟墓里已经没有主耶稣身体了。
And so they were there with the women when they saw the stone rolled away. So they too have seen that there was no body in the tomb.
今天二十八章第十节经文说，看守的兵丁。有几个进城将所经历的事都报告给祭司长。
So here in our reading today it said that the governor of the city had told the chief priests all that had taken place.
所以当报告给祭司长之后，祭司长完全知道主日早晨所发生的事情，就是主耶稣的尸体在坟墓还没有打开之前已经离开了。
And so that means the chief priests also know the fact, namely that.Jesus' body was already not there when the stone was being rolled away.
我前面已经说过，祭司长和法利赛人知道主耶稣说过三天后他的复活这件事。
As I said earlier, the chief priests and the Pharisees they know that Jesus said that he would be raised on the third day.
现在主耶稣尸体没了。
And so now Jesus' body is gone.
按常理，他们应该想到啊，主耶稣活的时候所说的话应验了。
And so they ought to. To be fair.They ought to know then that what Jesus has said has come true.
所以当他们听到看守的兵丁陈述这件事以后，他们本应该相信，哎呀，主耶稣真的复活了。
So hearing the report of the soldiers, they ought to think, wow, Jesus truly has been raised from the dead.
只是他们不愿意相信这一事实。
Except they are unwilling to accept this truth.
他们。不能够相信，因为他心中一直告诫自己。
They cannot understand because in their heart of hearts they lift up themselves.
告诫自己，耶稣不是上帝的儿子，耶稣他不是上帝。
So they lift up themselves and they tell themselves, Jesus cannot be the Son of God, cannot be my God's Son.
所以说他有了前面一个预设，耶稣不可能是上帝。如果耶稣是上帝，耶稣是复活的时候就要会发生。
And so the starting point is that Jesus can't be the Son of God, so therefore Jesus can't be resurrected.
他们清楚地知道，他们一旦承认耶稣基督是上帝的儿子，他已经从死里复活了，那么他们在犹太教中的地位、名誉、权柄、福利都将过去。
And they know clearly that if they believe that Jesus is the Son of God, then he must have been resurrected. If that's the case, then all their past, their authority, their respect and honor among the Jewish people, all that will be a thing of the past.
一个上帝的儿子已经来了，弥赛亚已经来了，死了，复活了。
If God's Son has already come, the Messiah, and has died and was raised,
整个有以色列人就要跟着耶稣基督。
That all of Israel will have to then follow Jesus.
他们在犹太民族中不再说了算。
And so then, these leaders, what they say will no longer hold authority among the Jewish people.
他们也必须在这位大君王面前称臣。
And they must also then bow the knee before this great king.
这样他在世上过去有的地位名誉全部成为泡沫。
And then what if they have before the status, the honor, their position, all this will be as nothing.
他们不想失去这些。
But they don't want to give up this.
这些就成为他们阻挡他们认识耶稣基督的障碍。
And so all this, their status and their position, this has been the obstacle, this becomes their obstacle to the faith.
同样，他为了保持自己在犹太教中的地位，他们必须将主耶稣复活的这件事掩盖了。
And so because they want to continue to have sway over the Jewish people, they must turn a blind eye toward Jesus' resurrection.
也就是说，我不相信，我也不让所有的犹太人相信，知道这件事。
In other words, then not only can I not, will I not believe, but I cannot allow anyone else to know and believe.
所以第十二节到第十节，第十四节，祭司长和长老聚集商议，就拿许多银子给兵丁，说：“你们要这样说，夜间我们睡觉的时候，他们的门徒把他偷去了。倘若这话被巡抚听见，由我们劝他，保你们无事。”
Verses 12 to 14, that's what it says. And when they assembled with the elders to take counsel, they gave a sufficient sum of money to the soldiers and said.Tell people, the disciples came by night and stole him away while we were asleep. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble.
所以我们从圣经中看到，他们不但自己否认耶稣的复活，耶稣是上帝儿子，而且聚集在一起编造谎言，也不让老百姓知道。
And so we see the scripture teaches that not only do they not want to believe themselves, but they also create this lie so that the people will also not know and believe.
因为以色列老百姓知道了，他们同样会失去世上这所有的好处。
And also because if the people of Israel, if they know about this, then all the status, all that is good, will be taken away.
他们也知道自己编造的这些谎言是经不起推敲的。
And these people, they also know that their lives can't really be that credible.
一群看守坟墓的兵丁穿着衣服在野外睡着了。
And well, these guards, a bunch of guards, watching the tomb, they just end up having fallen asleep.
我不知道我们在座的有没有打金的概念。
And I don't know if people among us understand the
看守看门。
Maybe a doorkeeper or kind of a guard.Understanding of what it's like to be a guard or doorkeeper.
那时候我在兵团晚上站岗。
And so I had experience of one night.
冬天外面非常冷，你穿着皮大衣，你在外面你想睡着睡不着吧。
And so this is on a cold winter's night, and it was so cold there was no way you could fall asleep.
夏天很暖和，你能睡着吗？睡不着还有蚊子。
And so during summer night, can you sleep when it's warm? No, because there are mosquitoes.
你穿着衣服站着或者躺着或者坐着，你最多打个盹。
And so if you're, you know, in your clothes and you're watching or something, standing or sitting, maybe at best you have a very short nap.
你不可能像睡在床上静静的，目前屋里很黑的，睡得呼呼大呼噜的，不可能的。
And there's no way that as a guard you can sleep as if you sleep on your bed and completely dark out.
在一群只是打盹的人面身边，有人这样挡在坟墓面前，大石头滚开，又将尸体，又将耶稣的尸体偷走。他们说他们没发现，这怎么可能
？So how is it possible that there would be a bunch of soldiers that have fallen in such a deep sleep that someone would come roll away a stone from the tomb and steal away a body all without being caught？
所以。兵丁拿了钱，他们心里很虚。
And so when soldiers take his money, they're perhaps put some doubts in their heart.
他知道这个谎言是要被戳穿的。
They know that this lie cannot hold water.
所以说他们怕这个谎言戳穿了。那些祭司长没有告他，但是上面还有人呢，上面要追究下来，
And they know that if this lie can't hold water, then sure the chief priests won't give any trouble, but the people above them.
他们拿着这些钱就会要他的命。
So they take this money, people also be at the cost of their own lives.
他们不会愿意为这些钱把自己的命都搭上。
And so they are unwilling then to for the sake of this money, jeopardize their own lives.
第十四节，祭司长和长老也看出他们不会为这些钱舍命，所以说给他们一颗定心丸。
And so of course the verse 14 tells us that the chief priests and the Pharisees, they saw through it that these soldiers know that the money is not worth jeopardizing their life. And so that's why they give this solution.
所以说说跟他们说，倘若这话被巡抚听见了，由我们劝他保你无事。
And so then that's why they then throw in this solution and say in verse 14, and if this comes to the governor's ears, we will satisfy him to keep you out of trouble.
我们在这里看到祭司长作为一个犹太教信仰的代理人，但是他们做事的出发点完全以世俗的利益为他们的标准。
And so, even though we know that these are Jewish religious leaders, and yet the way they do things, this is right out of the playbook of worldly strategies.
他们可以拿钱来堵住那些兵丁的嘴，并且教唆兵丁撒谎。
And so they can use this money as hush money to stop up the mouths of the guards.
来蒙蔽以色列的老百姓。
So that they might be able to pull it over or to hide the truth from the people of Israel.
当然，这些兵丁他一旦获得了世上可以享用的钱，又不会威胁到自己的生命，他们就成为祭司长抵挡上帝的工具。
And so these guards, once they are able to receive this money to spend on worldly things, and assured that there will be no danger for them, then in doing so, they have become a means or vessel, a tool to hinder God's people.
我们也要看到祭司长能够冒天下之大不韪，是因为他们所获得的世俗的利益太大。
And we see that the reason why the chief priests and the Pharisees they can do this kind of thing and engage in this kind of trickery is because they have such great power.
就像那些判官似的，利益大到一个程度，死都不怕了。
And so it's like those people who have so much power that they are not afraid of death.
他们也是利益熏心以后，以至于竭尽全力来抵挡上帝。
And so we see that because they think about their own advantage, they will do all that they can to oppose God.
我们耶稣基督就是那位已经来了的弥赛亚。
So this is even for Jesus, who is the Messiah who has already come.
我们不要以为圣经是对祭司长所说的。
And let us not be confused and think that the Bible is speaking to these chief priests.
今天我们作为基督徒，同样会面对祭司长所面对的问题。
You must understand that the Bible is not speaking only to the chief priests, but to us, where we Christians will face similar temptations and situations.
如果我们信主以后，我们仍然以世上的利益为重。
So if we have believed in God, but yet we still care for the things of this world.
基督信仰就是我们茶余饭后的消遣。
And if our faith is just a passing thing.
星期天就是，哎呀，星期天我没什么事了，我去教会。
Well, you know, Sunday I don't have anything better to do, so I'll go to church.
星期天有事了，我就不去教会了。
Oh, I got something on Sunday. Well, I guess I won't be going to church.
也就是说，信仰一旦损坏到我在世上记得的利益时。
In other words, if our faith happens to jeopardize our worldly advantage.
我们都会像祭司长一样。
That if that's the thing, then we'll be like these chief priests.
来否认上帝而保全自己世上的利益。
That then we'll oppose God and we'll do all we can to secure and protect our worldly interests.
这世上的利益就是我们自己的名誉、地位、钱财、尊严等等。
And these worldly interests will include our own name, reputation, our fame, our position, our worldly money, etc.
可以说，这世上的利益就是我们信仰中我们每个人的软肋。
Or we can say that these worldly things, these are our spiritual weaknesses.
一旦在信仰的路上碰到了我们这个软肋，我们就会否认信仰。
And so, in other words, if anything should come between us and these things that we hold dear, then then it'll be our faith that will push aside.
我们就会守住我们这些利益。
And we want to guard these advantages, these worldly interests.
我们这些利益每个人都是不同的。
And for all of us, what we hold dear, what worldly things we hold dear, is different for all of us.
有些人这个利益就是我个人的尊严。
And for some, this is my own honor.
我不能失去我的尊严，你一旦失去我的，把我的尊严拿走，我是绝对否认上帝。
And for those of us who are like that, if you take away my dignity, my honor, then no, I will turn my back on God.
有些人是自己的名誉。
Some is my name, my reputation.
有些人是自己的地位。
Or it's my position.
有些人是自己的财产。
Well, perhaps this is my finances, my wealth.
然后我们看到所有这些，我们想守住的，都是属世的、属亚当里的东西。
And we see all these things that we hold dear that we want to guard. These are all things of Adam.
而不是属天上的东西。
And these are not things of heaven.
我们要明白守住世上的利益，还是放下世上所有的来跟随耶稣，这样的征战一直在我们身上发生。
We have to understand that this battle is constant. The battle to protect our worldly interests and also the call to give up everything for the sake of the gospel.
其实每一件小事上的选择都是我们选择自己的利益，还是选择遵循上帝的话语。
And it's true, every decision, however little, it is always a battle between choosing what we desire that is worldly or choosing what God desires.
很简单，就是我们看圣经的时候都是那样。
And it's really simple, even when we read the Bible, it's like that.
我们所看到圣经的内容。
And so when we read the Bible,
更多的是我们所喜欢的。
Then we'll read the things that we like.
那些自己不喜欢的，或者说有关改变我们生命、要我们改变的，上帝的话语就一带而过。
And so when we read the Bible, then it will be something that we don't like, something that calls for change, or that we have to change something about ourselves, so then we pass that over.
就没法进入到我们脑子里。
So that those words of Scripture will not enter into our minds.
如果都没有进入到我们脑子里，当然不会进，更不会进入到我们生命。
And so of course, if we don't allow these words to pass into our minds, then how much less so will enter into our lives?
我不想举那个例子。妻子只看丈夫要爱妻子，丈夫只看妻子要顺服，丈夫要爱妻子，丈夫一旦过没看见，妻子你要顺服，妻子只看到丈夫要爱妻子，就没看到顺服一旦过，我不想。
So I don't want to give the example of where you know the husband were to read of to skip past the husband love your wives and only see the wives submit to your husbands, or if the wives should skip over should read the husbands love your wives and skip over the part about having to submit.
这些例子太明显，我就不说了。
And, well, this example, this is too obvious, and so we'll skip over.
马太福音十一章二十八节有一段经文。
Matthew 11:28 has a sense of it.
凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
And Matthew says that come to me all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
这些经文我们很熟悉。
We're familiar with this passage.
我们经常会那些有苦难的人，我们跟对方说啊，但老虎但重担的人，推到耶稣上，你信耶稣，你就得安息啦。
And so of course, when we see people, you know, they are heavy laden, we say, oh yeah, you see the Bible says, if you come to me and all who labor are heavy laden, I will give you rest. See, believe in Jesus, and you will receive rest.
你信主了，你就有平安喜乐了。
And if you believe in Jesus, you will have peace and joy all your life.
只是许多人信主以后，仍然没有得到安息。
But the problem is, a lot of people believe in Jesus, but their life is not so easy and filled with peace and joy.
甚至包括对朋友说这样话的人也没得到安息。
And in fact, even those that actually say this, give this verse to their friends, they themselves don't have that peace and joy.
我们没得到安息，绝不是上帝的话不信实。
And if we don't receive rest, it is not because God's word is unfaithful or untrue.
而是我们只喜欢看自己所喜欢的。
But it's because we only see what we like to see in the Bible.
圣经中要求我们改变的，我们没看见。
And when the Bible tells us something that requires us to change, we ignore that, we skip over that.
所以没看见也不会去遵循。
And so if we don't see it, then we're not going to act it out or do it.
二十八节经文的下面，二十九节才是需要我们认真去思想的。
Because following verse 28, verse 29, that's what we need to reflect on.
二十九节怎么说？我心里柔和谦卑，你们要负我的轭，学我的样子，这样你们心里就必得安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
所以说二十八节，我使你们得安息，能得安息是因为我们负主耶稣的轭，学主耶稣的样子。
And so we see that the reason we can have rest in verse 28 is because 29 tells us we must take on Jesus' yoke and learn from him.
如果我们不去负主耶稣的轭，不学主耶稣的样子，
if we don't take on Jesus' yoke, if we don't learn from him,
我们怎么会得安息？
How will we get rest?
而主耶稣的轭和样子在29节一开始就告诉我们了。
And in fact, what does his yoke look like? In fact, what ought we learn from Jesus?
我心里柔和谦卑。
I am gentle and lowly in heart.
所以要在主耶稣里得安息，重要的一点就是我们心里要柔和谦卑。
And so this is simple. We want to have rest in Jesus. We must be like Jesus, being gentle and lowly in heart.
在人面前要柔和谦卑。
So before people, we ought to be gentle and lowly in heart.
更重要的是要在上帝话语面前柔和谦卑。
But more importantly, we must also be gentle and lowly in heart before God's word.
不要和上帝话对着干。
And we don't want to always be butting heads with God's word.
这样我们必得安息。
Then we will have rest.
并且我们要知道，主耶稣说的是我们心中必得安息。
So we see that when Jesus says that we'll have rest, this is the rest within our hearts.
所以我们不要把这个安息解释成啊，我有好多好多钱财，我吃喝不愁了，我安息。
So what is not equate this rest with a rest that comes from oh I have so much money and I have so much worldly security.
啊，我有好高的地位，我下面管1000多人，哎，我得安息。
Oh, look at my position. I'm the manager of over 1,000 people. Oh, now I have rest.
主耶稣给的这个安息与外在的任何事物都没有关系。
And Jesus is the rest that he gives. This is nothing to do with what we see from the outside.
是我们心里的安息。
It is that our hearts might have rest.
那是因为我们心里有主耶稣，在主耶稣里面，我们才有了安息。
It's because our hearts have this rest. We have Jesus, and it is in Jesus that we have this rest.
因为我当我们心里有主耶稣的时候，上帝的大能和慈爱，他在我们心里。
And so when we have Jesus in our hearts, then God's great power and love is in our hearts.
上帝大能的权柄和他的慈爱包围着我们，我们怎么可能不得安息？
And then if God's great power and authority and might and his love is in us, then how can we not have rest?
所以说我们的心就在上帝里面得安息。
So in other words, our hearts can have rest in God.
更具体的说，我们的心是在上帝话语中得安息。
Or more specifically, our hearts can find rest.In the Word of God.
上帝的话保守我们，安慰我们的心。
The Word of God keeps us and comforts us.
因此，我们要从圣经中看到上帝的祝福，也要看到我们在上帝面前当今的责任。
And so, through the Bible, we can see the blessing that we have in God and also our duty before God.
不要看圣经，只看到上帝的祝福。
So we don't want to read the Bible only see the blessings from God.
我们却没有行在上帝的话语中。
And it does not actually live in the way of God's word.
我们没行在上帝话语中，上帝祝福怎么会临到我们？
For if we do not live in accord with God's word, how will the blessings that come from God's word come to us?
圣经告诉我们，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。
The Bible tells us that seek first.The kingdom of God and all these things will be added unto you.
我们经常忘记了先求他的国和他的义。
And we frequently forget that we must seek first His kingdom.
却总是在那里埋怨上帝没有将所需要的东西加给我。
So we keep on thinking, well, why is it that not everything is not added unto me?
所以把这经文就颠倒看了。
And so we actually flip this verse.
先求他的国和他的义，一切需要上帝都会加给我。
We must first seek His kingdom, and then all things will be given to us.
我们求他的国和他的加给我们的不一定是世上的物质东西。
And when all these things be added to us, when we seek His kingdom, this is not necessarily worldly things that will be given.
我们不要把这些经文理解，我们先求他的国他的，上帝会把这个世界都加给我们的。
So we will not understand that. Seek first his kingdom, and then, oh, he'll give us all the worldly things that we need.
上帝, 圣经里还是说上帝的国不再有吃喝了,
because the Bible says that the world is not, his kingdom is not of this world, only in reason.
上帝要加给我们是上帝国里的恩典,
what God will give us to enjoy is the benefits and blessings of his kingdom.
今天所读的经文说的是祭司长和法利赛人以及长老抵挡上帝的行为。
Today in our passages we see the actions, the behavior of the chief priests and Pharisees and how they oppose God.
他们的行为是我们的警戒。
And so their behavior, their actions, it should be our warning.
同样圣经也记载了主耶稣论法利赛人的切祸。
And we also see that the Bible has talked about God's, about Jesus' directing woes at the Pharisees.
我们读经，我们不要看到啊，主耶稣批评法利赛人，说法利赛人有七个祸。
Oh, so we ought not to read the Bible and go, oh, see, Jesus is criticizing the Pharisees and woe unto them.
你仅仅读到这里是不够的。
If you read only this, then this is not enough.
你要思想，如果我们的行为和法利赛人是一样的。
We must understand that if our behavior,
the
same as that of the Pharisees.
主耶稣说法利赛人的切祸也是对我说的。
Then when Jesus is saying woe unto them, it is also woe unto us.
我们同样在主耶稣说的切祸中。
Then we too will be under the woes, the seven woes that Jesus has directed.
所以我们要回到今天讲到的题目。
So we need to return back to the subject matter of today's sermon.
诚信与信仰。
So we must be diligent in our faith.
我们既然成为基督徒, 基督就是我们的主。
And if we are the Christians, followers of Christ, then Christ is our Lord.
我们是他的门徒。
We are his disciples.
作为基督徒, 不应该有脚踩两只船的心思意念。
And as Christians, we should not be like one who has one foot in two boats.
一只脚踩在世上。
And so one leg is set firmly in the world.
一只脚放在天国门口。
And then one leg is placed at the entrance of the kingdom.
一看世俗是不好了，进天国了。
And when we see, oh wow, the world is not working out.
一看天国里要受苦了，啪，放到世上来了。
Or maybe we see, oh, there's persecution in the kingdom of God. Let me jump over to the world.
这绝不是一个真正基督徒的应该有的态度。
And this cannot be what a true Christian ought to believe in his attitude.
真正的基督徒要诚诚实实地跟随主耶稣。
A true Christian has to be fully devoted to following Christ.
真实地相信上帝，圣经是上帝对他儿女说的话。
And truly believe and accept that the Bible is God's word given to his children.
上帝说的话就是我们基督徒生活的唯一准则。
And so God's word to his people, that is our only authority.
上帝的话是指全本圣经。
And with God's word, we're referring to the whole Bible.
我们不要根据自己的喜好，散去上帝话语中我们不喜欢听的那一部分。
And so let us not face our own interests and our own desires, take away that if we don't like the Bible.
也不要讲自己所盼望的是读到上帝的话语里面，啊，上帝说了，我能够什么什么。
And we ought not to follow our own whims and go, oh, see, God promised me this or that.
我们要按照真理分解上帝的道。
We must, by truth, evaluate and believe in God's word.
这句话我们经常听到，按真理分解上帝的话，上帝的道。
And of course, when we begin to hear this, you know, we have to interpret God's word by the truth.
说很容易。
It's easy to say.
要做到是相当的艰难。
But it's much harder to do.
怎么能够做到？
So how can we do this?
所以我们要与历史历代众圣徒一起来解读上帝的话。
And so we need to interpret God's word in conjunction with how the saints of old have understood it.
我们要知道圣经启示完成以后，圣灵从来没有停止过他的工作。
So we must understand that when the Bible in canon is closed, when all of God's word is revealed, the Spirit's work has never ceased.
圣灵对2000年来许多虔诚的圣徒带领，使他们明白上帝的话。
The Spirit has always been working in the over the 2,000 years in leading His in God's people to understand His word.
我们不要以为圣灵只带领我一个人。
We must not think that the Spirit himself leads only me.
圣灵带领普世教会中每一个虔诚的基督徒。
We said the Holy Spirit actually leads all of God's people who are faithful and devoted to Jesus.
而且圣灵的工作从来没停止过。
And the work of the Holy Spirit has never ceased.
如果我们否认圣灵在历史历代圣徒中的作为
，And if we somehow not allow or not believe that the Holy not allow the Holy Spirit to have been working throughout all of history in the church,
我们一定在说谎。
Then we will be lying.
我们一定在否认上帝在历史历代的护理。
And for sure, we will be denying what God has been doing in leading and protecting His church.
如果否认圣灵在历史历代对历史历代圣徒的带领，我们就会走上祭司长和法利赛人的路。
So we deny the working of the Holy Spirit and leading God's people throughout the ages, and we will certainly end up on the path of the chief priests and Pharisees.
那样的路就是自以为意，只有我意。
And what is that path? Namely, that only we are right.
自以为意却不认识上帝。
So that only we think we are right, and then we end up not even knowing God.
甚至为了保持自己自以为意的这个形象，必然会假冒伪善。
And even for the sake of trying to protect the fact that only we are right, we will end up becoming hypocrites.
最后成为一个撒谎抵挡上帝的人。
And we'll end up becoming a lying obstacle opposing God.
就像圣经中所说的祭司长一样，抵挡上帝，却陶醉在自己虚妄的信仰中。
And so, not only opposing God, but also remaining in one's own wrong understanding of God.
自己心里虚构出一个自己想象的上帝。
And so we only worship and follow a God of our own making and choosing.
自己想象的信仰。
And we only follow after faith that is pleasing to ourselves.
与上帝、与圣经启示的上帝没有任何关系。
And this faith will have no relationship with the God of the Bible.
这样的人最后会成为撒旦的差役。
And then at the end of the day, these people will become fools for Satan.
因为这样的人他会说谎。
Because these people will lie.
说谎之人的父是谁
？And who is the father of all lies?
撒旦。
Satan.
主耶稣在登山宝训中教训我们，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。
No man can serve two masters, either you love the one and hate the other, or you be devoted to one and despise the other.
你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉哪门。
You cannot serve both God and man.
主耶稣的教训清楚地告诉我们，必须在信仰上诚实忠心。
And Jesus clearly teaches us that we must be purely devoted to Jesus.
我们不要以为自己很有本事。
So we must not think that, we have so much learning and power.
我既能够追求世上的名利、地位、钱财。
And so I'm able to pursue both the treasures of this world.
又能够认识上帝、服侍上帝。
And also be able to know God and to serve Him.
这是不可能的。
There is no way we can do that.
祭司长和法利赛人就是有这样想法的人的前车之鉴。
And these chief priests and Pharisees, they are the example and witness that people cannot serve both God and worldly power.
最后必然会被上帝离弃。
And then at the end, these people will be forsaken by God.
我们继续祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你，谢谢你赐下宝贵话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your precious word.
借着你的话语，让我们知道我们在地上度日该如何警醒。
Through your word, we can see how on this earth we ought to be alert and vigilant.
使我们能够真正的明白你的话语，行在你的心意当中。
That we might understand your word and also walk in your way.
成为一个荣耀你名的人。
That we might be a people that brings glory to you.
保守我们，带领我们。
Would you protect us and keep us?
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.